Hello, hello.
Hello.
Is that, I'm trying to say, do we have a delay?
I've not got a delay on you, no.
Okay, I can edit it out anyway. I think there is a slight delay, but don't worry about it.
I genuinely don't think there is, you know.
I'm going to say 1, 2, 3 at the same time to put my fingers up. Are you ready? Don't worry, I'll edit this out. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Why are you doing that? What does that prove? It's a visual medium.
But did the words come at the exact same time as a finger?
Yes.
Maybe there's.
How could they not? I'm looking at your mouth.
Maybe there's a video delay.
That literally makes no sense at all.
Okay, well, hello. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, so...
Where am I?
Welcome to
Paul,
left.
Where
of,
am I?
Welcome to Left of Left Field. This is just an interim one. We're going to call this Left of Left Field Short. Because life's got the better of us. We've been very busy, work-wise, life-wise, wife-wise, whatever-wise. I'm sounding like a gangster now.
Yeah. If the listeners like to think of each Left of Left Field as a sort of Christmas gift.
Yes.
This is just a treat we got for them while we were out shopping.
This is a bun we got at the shop. It's a little bun.
An iced bun, though.
It's an iced bun. Yeah,
it's a Belgian bun. It's got a cherry on top.
It's got some buttercream.
Do you know what? If you were a cake, mate, you'd be my favourite cake, which is the Viennese Whirl.
Oh, I like the Viennese Whirl. So, in case anybody's wondering... In case anybody's wondering, the sound might be slightly different. We're doing this basically over FaceTime or Skype or whatever it is you choose to use. Yeah.
It's almost supernatural, isn't it? It's a sort of supernatural quality.
I feel like you. Well, you have gone. Shall I tell everybody where you've gone? You've gone to a yoga farm.
I can stretch every which way now.
The only problem is that you've tied your long limbs up and you can't get out. And
you, Paul?
Yes,
you're at an ecclesiastical retreat in a desperate, desperate bid to follow in the footsteps of the Reverend Paul Copes, a fictional character from Broadchurch.
Bless you.
But there's rumours coming through that you're actually slightly overzealous. You're freaking people out a bit, and you just try to form a breakaway cult.
I'm really glad that I didn't start smoking as a teenager because I would be like the ultimate smoker and I would have no willpower and wouldn't be able to give up. And I think that's why I've never done religion, because I would be like over-religious.
Yeah, like, you become a Trappist monk or something like that.
I'd have a crucifix hanging off at every bit of flesh that could possibly hang. Suddenly that sounded a lot worse than I intended.
The worst kind of body piercing.
Okay,
right,
so basically what we're going to do, very quickly, just a little short, as a little filler, I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. It's a bit of a quiz.
It's like the filler in a Viennese Whirl, mate. This is like buttercream.
It's the buttercream. I'm desperately fighting the urge to rap that. I don't know why. Buttercream, buttercream, rah, rah, rah. Buttercream, 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 cream, cream, cream. Viennese Whirl. How was that?
What a troubling moment that was.
So a couple of quick questions with some strange left of left field answers. It's a bit of a quiz.
Okay, cool.
A bit of a quiz. Are you ready? What links the following? A, a firefly. A silkworm. Your funny bone. A Turkish bath.
Can I just say, I love how you drop the letters after A.
I realise there are no A's. It was a firefly. And I thought it was A.
So,
a firefly, silkworm, your funny bone, Turkish bath, and a shooting star. What links? What could possibly link all of those?
Carbon. Is it carbon?
It's not carbon. It's that they're actually misnamed.
It might be carbon.
They're misnamed. Firefly is a beetle. Silkworm's a caterpillar. Bone is a nerve. And the bath is Roman. And the star is just a meteor.
It's carbon.
Okay, so what about this? What does a belly builder make? What
is a belly builder?
Yeah, think about it. What does it make? If you say bellies, there's going to be like a... What does a belly builder make?
Okay, is it something to do with the human body?
No.
Is it bellies?
No, he actually makes the interiors of a piano.
Why? What?
That's a belly builder.
That's ridiculous. Is
a man who makes the interiors...
B-E-L-L-Y?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what? You're going to find yourself someday in a pub quiz and you're going to be like, that's the interiors of a piano, mate. Didn't you know that? Just enjoy
it. Do you know what a lipogram is?
Yeah. It's when you've eaten a donut and you've got some sugar left on your lips, and it's about a gram.
Yeah.
It's about a gram of sugar on your lip.
Is the right answer. Now, let me tell you what it is. A lipogram is, for example, a novel without using a particular letter, or it's a stretch of writing without using a particular letter.
Seriously.
So, for example, this is Andy sent me this, your mate Andy, right? Gadsby by E.V. Wright. It's a 50,000 word novel.
Right.
Never uses the letter E. Never uses the letter E.
Why?
I'll tell you why. It's the most utterly pointless literary exercise I've ever heard. And I want to smash E.V. Wright across the head and neck. Okay. Ironically, he's called E.V. Wright, so he blew it right at the end by putting a name to it.
That's the best thing about it. Okay, do you know what? Guess what? I'm going to call an end now. Do you know why? Because Billy, my daughter's shouting up.
Is it time for her to go to bed?
It's time for her to go to bed.
Yeah. Is she wearing her onesie with the electric tail?
She's wearing an electric onesie. Let's get her up here. Billy, quick, come up. This is probably important. What? What do you want?
Right.
What did you shout for?
Thanks for listening. This has been Left of Left Field Short.
Bye!
Just enjoy it.